Three is a magic number.
Three is a magic number.
Yes, it is.
Mean old number nine. It's My Hero Zero. The Schoolhouse Rock series, heard by cartoon watchers starting in the early 70s, was the work of a jazz musician-singer, Bob Dureau, who started his career in the late 40s and still performs today, literally, today, at the Birchfield Penny Arts Center.
My career's a little bit weird, yeah.
Most would beg to differ after reviewing Bob Dureau's career. He worked with Miles Davis, beat poet Allen Ginsberg, led a musical review for world champion boxer Sugar Ray Robinson. Some might call that career pretty cool. Today, that career continues with a free talk at the Birchfield Penny at 12:15, and then tonight at 7, Bob Dureau performs in concert. And I see the title of your concert, From Bebop to Schoolhouse Rock. So what are we going to hear on Thursday night?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm really a bebopper. I mean, I came to New York just because Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie were here.
When you describe that scene in 1949, you go into New York City, Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie, what comes to your mind?
Well, it was very exciting. You know, we didn't have much money, and I mean, you could go to Birdland for, I think it was $1.75, and you wouldn't have to even drink. They had a peanut gallery for people who were just there to hear the music. And when I got there, the so-called famous 52nd Street, and you could go down there with a few dollars, you could just go from club to club and hear anyone from Lester Young to Billie Holiday. And, of course, always Charlie Parker. He was our favorite. And there were lots of lofts where you could jam all night. And I held many jam sessions in my apartment, except we had to play from 6 or 7 to 10. We had to quit at 10 p.m. The lofts down in the village and all in all sorts of places where they'd play all night. So we'd all go to these sessions and just play the music and try to get better.
And Bob Dureau learned to play well enough to start a career of producing, singing, writing. He helped Allen Ginsberg put the poetry of William Blake to music. He wrote a hit for Mel Torme, and he ran with some of the icons of American 20th century culture. Miles Davis, you're one of the few, if maybe not the only person, to do a vocal piece for a Miles Davis album. Can you tell us how that transpired?
That happened because they wanted him to be in a composite Christmas album at Columbia Records. And, you know, they had everybody. They had Duke Ellington, Carmen McRae, all the stars they could get together. Now, I'd already met Miles in L.A., but one day out of the clear blue sky in 1962, I had a call. Hey, Bob, this is Miles. Hey, Miles, how you doing, man? I want you to write me a Christmas song, and you're going to sing it with me. Well, I went to work immediately, and I started thinking about Miles and, you know, the Prince of Darkness. And so I wrote a song about the over-commercialization of Christmas.
What was it called?
It was called Blue Xmas. And it appeared on an album called Jingle Bell Jazz in 1962.
Miles Davis would later use Bob Dureau's lyrics and vocals for Nothing Like You and add it to his 1966 album, Sorcerer. But it was his work on Schoolhouse Rock that will keep Bob Dureau's voice part of popular culture for years to come. Teachers who grew up on his work bring him to their classrooms now to perform and to hear Bob Dureau tell it. Schoolhouse Rock all started with the idea from an advertising executive.
Said, my little boys can't multiply, but they can't memorize the tables, but they sing along with Jimi Hendrix and the Rolling Stones. So, you know, let's put it to rock music. We'll call it Multiplication Rock. What do you think? Thought, oh, well, this could be stupid. But then he said, don't write down to the kids.
The advice inspired Three is a Magic Number, and in all, 11 Multiplication Rock songs, 0 through 12, not bothering with the number 10. Blossom Dearie sang Figure 8, Grady Tate sang two numbers, and Bob Dureau did the rest. And now at age 89, Bob Dureau keeps performing. As he says, a gig is a gig is a gig, and today's gig is at the Birchfield Penny. A free talk at 12:15. and a concert at 7 o'clock tonight.
All right, and I hope all those cats out there listening to you will come see me on Thursday night, huh?
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News.
Multiply backwards from 3 times 10.